Right, well, Dylan, fantastic news for the Leeds United fans. I know you've played a big part in this. Just first of all, how pleased are you that the announcement has been made and more than 2,000 Leeds fans will be able to go to away games, first of all?
Yeah, I think it was it's important for a few reasons, really. That in itself, it's important because, you know, we all want to be able to support our team away from home. But it's probably more important, really, in the longer term because it's showing that fans and an owner can work together to come up with a better solution. And obviously the ball's now in our court as fans to support the owner and support each other in trying to get a fairer deal from Sky and the Football League. And, you know, hopefully we can do that and demonstrate that, working fans and owners can work together really effectively.
In terms of the line of communication then between Leeds fans, United and Massimo Cellino, was it quite a simple process to make the announcement?
I think we've had a few meetings with Massimo, and you know we've built up a reasonable rapport such that you know we feel comfortable talking openly to him what we think should be done differently, and probably contrary to a lot of people's perceptions. You know, he's a good listener and he takes on board things that we say. I can understand, you know, the aspects of why it matters to the club that Sky start to treat us more fairly. And he understands why it matters to the fans. So it was just a question of talking openly and honestly and finding a solution that works for everybody.
And of course, the 2,000 cap really was unfair on the fans because with Leeds United, they're so well known for the away support and the noise that's made that helps the side.
Yeah, I think the thing to focus on is that the problem is something that affects both the club and the fans, and it's a problem that's got to be sorted because it isn't fair the way it's being done at the moment. It's punishing Leeds United financially. And, you know, for 13 matches already to have altered fixtures, it's just impossible for Leeds fans to get any consistency. So the point is that we both now really understand why it's important to Leeds United and to the Leeds fans, and therefore a joint approach is much more effective than any other approach.
And obviously tonight is the game against Fulham. I know you're going down right now. And the first game for Steve Evans, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on the man taking charge?
The proof's in the pudding, isn't it? I mean, we'll know quite quickly what kind of effect it's had on either tactics or on motivation or confidence. And, we'll be able to make a judgment when we see that.
And in terms of the future in Leeds United fans, just what is the update with the group?
The situation is that obviously, as you can see, we're having conversations with Massimo Cellino, and we'd like to progress that to a position where we've got some fan ownership in Leeds United, and realistically, we've got to show that it works when fans and owners work together. That's why this next stage is very important. And outside of that, we're all aware that there are a number of people and companies that are interested in buying into Leeds United should it become available. And we've maintained good links with most of those people and continue to do so. So it's impossible to call how the future will be at Leeds. The reality is right at this moment, we've got an opportunity to demonstrate that fans and owners can work effectively together, and that's what we must do now.